I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Safe from all harm in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Safe from all harm in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Safe from all harm in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding from all harm in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alarm.
Amen. But I'm looking forward to the new year because I believe that God is going to do amazing things in the next year. And why do I believe that? Because even though we've dealt with what we've dealt with this year, God has done amazing things over this past year. And I've seen amazing things happen. And I just know that this new year will bring new experiences, and it will bring new life to people. It will bring new hope to people and new beginnings to some. And new relationships will be formed this year. And I believe that. You know, and as we walk in this new year to come, I believe we can walk in God's divineness, and we will experience change in our lives. We'll experience expansion on new levels because we're walking in extreme favor with God. Today I want to challenge each of you to never get trapped in the attitude of fear. And I know this year has brought fear to a lot of people. And I've preached on fear before, but I really felt compelled this week to preach for this new year to come, that we need not to be trapped in the attitude of fear, you know, but we need to walk in faith. We need to walk in the faith of God. God will do tremendous work through you and through this church if you will not fear what's to come. You know, the world system is fearful at this time. We can look on the news, we can watch things going on, and we can get in an attitude of fear about what's to come because, you know, it's a crazy time right now. But, you know, those things can test us. And I know that there's going to be trials that are going to test people's faith in the next coming year, in 2021. It's hard to believe it's 2021 already. It seems like this year has just gone by so fast. You know, but a few things about fear. Fear will destroy your confidence and leave you powerless. So that's why I say walk in faith. Fear is based on selfishness, and Satan uses fear as a weapon against you. Fear without the enemy can do nothing in your life if you fear. Today I want you to identify the fears in your life and find out what God says. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. And I want you to stop living in that attitude of fear and start walking in faith. This year we need to be walking in faith and not by sight. We see all the things going on around us and that can cause us to fear, but we need to walk by faith. We have to trust in the Lord because He knows what He's doing. He says, don't be afraid. Don't fear. In 2 Timothy, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. If we read a different translation of that, it says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. You know, fear is a spirit that leads us to destruction. And I want to shout out today, I have no fear. Amen, I have no fear. Why is that? Because Jesus is here and He's living inside of me. And when I walk by faith, I drive out fear from my life. And fear destroys our confidence if we let it, and it causes us to forget who we are in Christ. And I want you to know your God-given right. Your God-given right is to walk, not in fear. Amen. When you allow fear to govern your life, you're giving Satan access to your life. And don't do it. Don't let Satan rule your life. You know, sometimes fear is expressed in anger. And I've seen that. People are afraid of things and they get angry. I'm just telling you right now, if you sneak up behind my wife and scare her, you better duck because she expresses her fear in anger. I know that by experience. So I don't sneak up behind her and scare her anymore. Amen? But fear also brings torment in our lives. There is nothing Satan can do to a fearless Christian. And that's what I want you to be today. That's what I want to be, is a fearless Christian. In order, you know, the fearful and unbelieving people will have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. That's what the Scripture says. Wow, Revelation 21:6 says this, and He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be with his God. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexual immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. See, that word cowardly, when we look at translation, in that translation, it's in the same word as fear. I'm convinced that the Word of God is the truth. Amen? Are you convinced of that? The Word of God is the truth. And Satan always wants to start this process of destroying your life by making suggestions that contradicts God's Word. I might want to give this train just a second here. Genesis 3:1 says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor you touch it, lest you die.'" I'll give it a second here. Wonderful. Amen. Perfect timing, right? Amen. You know, the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." See, that's what the devil tries to do. He tries to convince you that it's all right to be in fear. In the Garden of Eden, the devil convinced Adam and Eve that they were missing out on something. They accepted Satan's word, which opposed God's word. You know, we need to remember that the truth comes from the Word of God. I'll give it another second here. You know, the foundation of all fear is rooted in the misconception that God's promises are not true. That's my point. We've got to walk by faith. We need to trust God. We need to trust Him. When you ask God for something, be sure you're not asking in fear. Know what you want and ask Him. James 4:2 says, "You lust and you do not have. You murder and you covet and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures." Asking it in the wrong way. You know, God responds by faith, not by fear. You know, the knowledge of faith and God's love will deliver you from fear. 1 John 4:13 says, "By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit." Amen? The Holy Spirit reveals all things. John 16:13 says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own authority. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." You know, most of the fear comes from an uncertain future, the uncertainty of our future. And I'm saying today, plant the Word in your hearts. Read your Bibles. Plant the Word in your hearts. Because that Word is a seed that grows in your life, and it will produce. It will grow into something. Fear comes from a sense of powerlessness over the future. And I see this today. That's the reason I want to talk about it today so much, because I see this uncertainty, and a lot of people are afraid of what's to come. And we're a people who shouldn't be afraid of what's to come, because we have hope. We have hope in a future. a future wife in heaven, a future with Jesus. Amen? So I'm saying again this morning, live by faith. Obey God's word. Don't let fear contaminate your faith. Because that's what fear does. It contaminates your faith in God. Fear is a spirit that leads you to destruction. And I want you to know that fear destroys your confidence in the Word of God, and fear allows the devil to gain strongholds in your life. But we have to understand that Satan can do nothing when you're a fearless Christian. When you have no fear and you trust in Him and you have all faith in Him, Satan cannot do anything to you. Faith is a, you know, when we read about faith, what is this faith I'm talking about? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, right? It's the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it. It's kind of like the Wi-Fi service around here, and I can say that with like the Holy Spirit too. We don't see it, we don't feel it, but we know it works, right? We know it's there. That's what the Holy Spirit is. Amen? But we have faith. We have faith. When you operate by fear, you expect negative things to happen. Always living in a lifestyle of negativity. And eventually, that negativity will take over your life. When you live by faith, you expect and hope for the best. Amen? No matter what happens, no matter your situation or your circumstances, know that God is in control, and no matter what happens, He's going to do something good. Fear opposes the Word, right? While faith is rooted in the Word. That's the difference. Man, the wind is getting it today. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." I read that before, but I'll read it again. Fear is faith in reverse. And fear, I'm telling you, fear is faith in reverse. So I have the Holy Spirit that dwells within me, and I no longer have fear. Amen? Now, I've been frightened at times. You know, you pull out in front of a truck by accident, and you, oh, I mean, those things happen in life. But I'm talking about fear of your life. In many ways, fear is the opposite of faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And what's the Word of God say? Live by faith, not by sight. Don't fear. Don't be afraid, because I'm with you always. That's what the Word says, right? Do we believe that? Do you believe that this morning? Amen? Fear comes by hearing the words of God, not Satan. Satan wants you to live in fear. Satan wants you to be down and depressed. And Satan wants you to be negative about all things. But God doesn't want that. You know, 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love." And who is love? God is love, right? "But perfect love casts out all fear." God cast out all fear. Because fear involves torment. This is what the Scripture says. 1 John 4:18, read it. "But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Wow. Man, that Scripture right there just slaps you in the face, because he's saying, when you have the love of God in you, you won't fear. But when you're living a life separate from God, when you're living a life separate from the Spirit, that's where fear comes in and will take control of your life. It's really based on selfishness, because we are not allowing God to be in control. We're not allowing the love of God to live within us. You know, faith is really a law in the Word. It's a keep the faith. It's a to do. It's a, you know, we have to-dos and not to-dos in the Bible. One of the to-dos is have faith. One of the not to-dos is have fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Amen? God has not given you a spirit of fear. And I want to say this morning, if you're living in that, in fear and in doubt and in unbelief, then just cast it out today and say, I don't accept that any longer. Get behind me, Satan, because I believe in the Lord God Almighty, and He cast out all fear. Amen? Satan wants you to fear that God's Word will not work. I had a person come to me, wanted me to pray for him one time, and they said, you know, I've tried everything else. I might as well try this. Just kind of reminded me of that. God will supply your needs. Didn't say He'll supply your wants. In these last days, the hearts of many will fail because they fear. They fear. I don't know what's going to happen in 2021. It may be a different world that we live in shortly. I don't know. A lot of things has changed since I was a young man. And I know many of you out there can see the change that's happened in your lifetime to what it is today. So there is an uncertainty in that. But I'm just telling you, I'm reminding you that no matter what, I look and I read about the disciples and the ones who were martyred for their faith and all the Christians in the early church 70 years after Jesus' death and what they went through, and they never lost their faith. They were living in horrible times. Luke 21:25 says, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, and distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from far and expectations of those things which are coming on earth. Sound familiar? For the powers of heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Man, I hope that's this time. I really do, because that's our whole goal. That's our hope, right? The spirit of fear causes you to think you are missing out on things. You know, Job operated in fear. When we read about him, fear works like faith. The thing you fear the most will come upon you, usually. That's what happened to Job. For the thing I greatly feared, Job 3:25, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. Man. By allowing fear to motivate you, just like Job, it gave Satan the access to make it happen in his life. You know, worry is a sin because it's a negative meditation when we worry. Jesus said, cast all your cares on me. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about things that are to come. I'm just asking you today to ponder on what things that fear you the most. What are your greatest fears? And identify those areas and turn them over to God. Amen. Turn them over to God. Refuse to allow fear to motivate your life, to get in the way of your prayer life, to get in the way of your faith. Remember that the Scripture says we walk by faith, not by sight. Remember, God, you know, I don't understand why God doesn't always answer our prayers in the way we want them. Sometimes we pray for things that never happen, right? Those are the things I don't understand. But I still trust Him. I still trust Him. I still believe His Word is true. And in whatever way, it says that all things work for the good of God or work for the good of those who love Him. Satan's always negative. He's always breeding a negative word into your mind or into your life and causing you sometimes to doubt God, to doubt His power, to doubt His abilities. I just want us to remember today that we live by faith, not by sight. We don't live with fear controlling our lives. Why? Because we have the Spirit of love within us. And love casts out all fear. Guard your hearts. Don't allow Satan to cast words of fear in your life. And remember that you are fearless Christians. Amen. You are fearless Christians. We walk by faith in the One who has the power to create the world. That's the God we believe in, right? If He can create the world and He can speak light into existence, if He can transform Himself into a baby born in a manger, amen? And He can cast the fears out of your life. He can do amazing things in your life. So it's my challenge, again, I'm going to say this again. It's my challenge to you. It's my challenge to myself to live my life every day as a fearless Christian. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your Word. I hope I spoke what You wanted me to say this morning. Lord, let us not be a people who live in fear. Let us be a people who trust in You, who our faith is in You. Just like You said, You are love. God is love. And love casts out all fear. And that love lives with inside each and every one of us who trust in You. So Lord, go with us wherever we go. Be with us wherever we are. I praise You. I thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much for being here this morning. It's so good to see you, even if it's through the window of a car. I can't tell you how much I would love to be inside, because I really enjoy that fellowship. I don't fear. I don't live in fear with that. But I do know that God gave us common sense. And I would not want to see anybody get sick because of something I did. Amen. So go in the grace of God. Remember to love your neighbor. And may God bless you all. If I don't see you between now and New Year, Happy New Year. Because I know that He's going to do amazing things in this next year if we just trust Him. Amen.